The woman who is now saying she's not trying to take anyone's guns and she's a gun owner, Kamala Harris, just celebrated 1 year of taking people's guns and went on record about it too. I want to bring it to you because it's something that nobody is talking about, and that is the celebration of the 1 year anniversary of the White House's Office of Gun Violence Prevention. I'm also going to give you a couple quotes from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris specifically about taking people's guns. You know, because she's not looking to take anybody's guns. In fact, as a reminder, here she is in her own words.
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody and I that breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
Then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Now, since it's a wonderful topic, I want to show you what I took to Thunder Ranch when I went out to train. This is the CMMG Banshee. This is an AR pistol, and it performed flawlessly out at Thunder Ranch. All kinds of shooting positions and stuff like that. Get trained up, guys and gals. Be proficient with your tools. Got a decent little sling that I got from my friends over at TriStar Trading. Matches the FDE everything. I am an FDE fan. CMMG, right over there in Boonville, Missouri. They have a phenomenal warranty. They're great Americans. They've sued the ATF, and then the sponsor of this video. Use code GNG10 when you head over to CMMG. Appreciate y'all. All right, so like I said, the woman who says, we're not trying to take anyone's guns away, me and Tim Walz, we're gun owners. Yeah, that's a diversion, because here is the report. You can see this is the opening page of the one-year progress report of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which is led by Kamala Harris. Now, I'm not going to show you the entire report, just a couple quick snippets of what they are celebrating, as well as what they want to do more of. There's a couple things in here that I wasn't even aware of that they had done, and one of them, well, they're all pretty concerning, but one of them's very concerning. Let's talk about it. But here are a couple things the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention is celebrating this week. One, expanding gun background checks and making clear the gun show loophole does not exist. Well, that's pretty clear to make sure it doesn't exist, because it doesn't exist. It's made up verbiage that the people who don't know their ass from their elbow and believe everything the government tells them, they're like, well, that sounds terrible. A gun show loophole. That's crazy. What that is, ladies and gentlemen, is they're cracking down on Americans' ability to sell their own property to other Americans. Firearms as well. They're trying to crack down on Americans being able to do that. They want everybody to become a gun dealer. That's the engaged in the business rule. And they just want to stop private sales of firearms. Which brings me to something. I got a couple people who reached out after my video yesterday about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden saying that more executive actions are coming, more executive orders related to gun control before the term is up for these clowns in office. And people were like, well, Jared, that's only for federal employees. What? Yeah, you know, on the surface of it, but you got to drill down deeper, because how did all of these actions that we're fighting, millions of dollars in court, it's costing us as gun owners, members of Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, your state groups, you name it. Why is it costing the membership millions of dollars? Well, it's because these executive actions tell these unelected bureaucrats what to do and how to do it, which turns into new rules like bump stock bans, pistol brace rule, what is a firearm? All these things that we're fighting starts out with executive actions. So on the surface, yeah, we don't listen to them. Like, we don't work for the president. They're not even laws. But what they trickle down to is backdoor bureaucratic actions that have the rules, that have the teeth of law, and put people away. Or in the case of Brian Malinowski, they get you assassinated. So that's why I bring it to your attention. But let's carry on. They've also worked to enhance gun background checks for individuals under age 21. That's a violation of people's rights just because of a number, a monetary number. But these same people can go to war. They can enter into contracts. They can go into debt. They can go into go to college. They can get married. They can do all these things. But if you want to defend yourself, you want to enforce your own constitutional rights, then, well, son, you're going to have to do more than someone else would have to do that might be 12 days older than you. Makes total sense. Enforcing gun trafficking and straw purchasing laws. Now, that is exactly what got Brian Malinowski assassinated. The ATF could have done a myriad of other things to obtain the body of Brian Malinowski to investigate whatever the case they think they have built against him, but no, they broke into his house in the middle of the night, and like most people, you kick down my door at 4 or 5 or 6 a.m., your meeting force. Because you're exuding force to get into my house, I'm going to meet you with equal or greater force. And that's what they want. They don't want people to be able to, you know, go against them in court. That's just me. If you think like me, let me know down below in the comments and subscribe to this channel because you will love what you get here on Guns and Gadgets. And I'd love to have you. They still lean on this made-up boyfriend loophole and keeping guns out of the hands of abusive dating partners. You know, if you get into a shoving match or an argument, you don't have to get into a shoving match. In every state, if we get into a verbal argument, my wife and I, or a girlfriend and I, or my mom, my brother, that's a domestic relationship. You know, share blood, marriage, child, living together. That is a domestic incident. And they want people to lose their rights, their Second Amendment rights, for the rest of their life because they had an argument. Okay, all right. Here's another big one, implementing state red flag laws. They know that this is unconstitutional and illegal, so they won't be able to do it through Congress, so they're going to try to get states to violate your rights, and it's been very, very successful. I'm going to read this one to you. State extreme risk protection order laws, also known as red flag laws, are an effective tool to temporarily remove firearms from an individual a court determines is a danger to themselves or others. Sounds great on the surface, but that's not exactly what it does. It violates all of your rights. However, these laws are only effective if people know when and how to use them. The Bipartisan Safer Communities Act includes $750 million in bribe money for states to implement crisis interventions such as red flag laws. However, by March 2024, only six states had accessed this bribe money for the purpose of implementing red flag laws. After Vice President Harris visited Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, to walk through the building and say we needed to violate people's rights and take guns and ban guns, she called on states to use the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act funding to implement red flag laws. The White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which she leads, followed up on her call to action by extensively engaging states. And as a result, nine more states jumped on. 15 states are now already using or planning to use the bribery money from the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act to increase effective use of red flag laws. If that is not concerning to you, you guys and gals, you don't have your fingers on the pulse of the Second Amendment. I can't say that any more clearly. If you are not concerned about red flag laws, whether or not you'd think you'll ever be a victim of one, the whole thing about being an American is to stand for our fellow brothers and sisters. This is the single biggest risk to the Second Amendment, and they know it, which is why they're trying to implement it at the state level. Well, they went one step further. They established an Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, where you can go on to erpo.org and learn how to violate the rights of your citizens in your state, your city, your town, your county. Or if you're a local law enforcement, prosecutor, attorney, judge, clinician, victim service provider, behavioral health, or social service providers, they'll teach you how to violate the rights of Americans. They tried to make it easy to identify stolen guns. This one, I want your feedback. This one, I'm not really that mad at them. What this is it allows gun dealers access to the National Crime Information Center, NCIC. It allows them to run the serial number on that firearm to make sure it's not a stolen firearm. That's for like pawn shops. Somebody steals your gun, takes it to a pawn shop. It should be in that list of stolen guns. However, Let me bring you back to a couple months ago when I went down to Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, in McDonough, and I went to a training event. My friend Kevin Dixie, No Other Choice Firearms Training, they did a class called, well, they do an event every year called Train and Learn. Check it out if you haven't. And several of our vehicles got broken into because we were being cased by, I think, the employees of the hotel. And the cops came because a couple people, not myself, but a couple people had firearms in their vehicle and they were stolen. I think it was four total. Well, the cops, you know what? They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about solving crime anymore. Most of them try to do right. But when they're in these Democrat-controlled cities, you should see the defeat on their faces because I confronted them. Hey, have you checked with the pawn shops? Have you called the ATF like to get these numbers put in? Because you have now four guns from law-abiding citizens stolen by criminals out on the street. And the worst could happen, and they'll come after the good people who did nothing wrong. The cops didn't care, just didn't care. And so they'll say it's the gun owners, but it's actually law enforcement, the same ones that'll knock on your door in the middle of the night to enforce this bullshit to violate your rights. And I get a lot of feedback from a lot of cops that I know. Some that I work with have questioned me. Some that I used to, you know, think great things about on the federal level and the state level, they get pissed off when I challenge them. You know what? Do something about it. Be part of the fix. Make sure your brethren are not working for the law, but they're working for justice and won't violate people's rights. But that's, sorry, soapbox.
Jared from the future, as I'm editing this, I forgot to add a major one. This is the one that I didn't even know was going on, and I want to show it to you. It has to do with new weapons being made for military, oftentimes items that companies have military contracts for. A civilian version, a semi-automatic version, makes its way to the commercial sales side for civilians. That might not happen anymore. Check it out. Preventing firearms developed for the military from being sold to the public. In 2023, the president directed the Department of Defense to leverage its acquisition of firearms to further gun safety. In May of 2024, in response to the president's directive, the Department of Defense began to require that in planning acquisitions to develop new firearm technology, department officials are to consider placing limitation on the future commercial sales of such newly developed custom technology covered by the contract. As part of the decision making in acquisition planning, the department will consider the lethality of the department-specific technologies and their possible effect on civilian safety. So, new technology, advancing technologies, is going to be withheld from Americans? That's a violation of the Second Amendment, but she's not trying to take anybody's guns. And that's something I didn't know they were doing. That's something we need to be loud about, absolutely loud about, because they're taking our money, stealing our money from us, taxes, to develop more weapons for the military that we're paying for, and then saying, you don't have access to it. We're stealing your money to pay for it, but we're going to ban you from having it. Make sense? Back to the video.
Promoting safe storage laws. That's the next one coming. They're trying to get schools. They're trying to get doctors. They're trying to get mental health and human services folks. They're trying to get the VA. And they're trying to get the Department of Agriculture to force gun storage laws on people who seek their services. People who go to school are going to start being asked by people in the school, do your parents have guns at home? Do you know where they are? Are they locked up? We've already covered instances where doctors are doing that. Your kid goes in for a physical and they say, do you feel safe at home? Do your parents have firearms? Tell us all about it. Well, if you're a good parent, you're telling your children how to respond to those inquiries. But that's the next thing to come down on these executive actions. Some other executive actions that have led directly to gun control. Declaring gun violence a public health crisis that gets them into all the billions and billions of dollars of funding from the government to use against the American people. Restricting the export of firearms to stop arming violence abroad. Sounds well, but what that does is put some firearm companies at risk of losing their businesses. disrupting firearms trafficking networks. Well, that's absolute bullshit because the Department of Justice is the biggest firearms trafficking network in this country. Don't know what I'm talking about? See Fast and Furious. Supporting state efforts to remove firearms from domestic abusers, we've covered that. Mobilizing AmeriCorps sites to help make our communities safer. Yeah, drill into that if you have time. Helping states and cities establish and strengthen their own offices of gun violence prevention. Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Maine have already established a state office of gun violence prevention. They've established state government-run offices looking to infringe on the Second Amendment rights of the citizens of their states. Here's what they're doing right now to influence the election. They're getting the following groups to push a gun violence agenda to garner more votes for the Democrats. They're mobilizing health systems and healthcare providers. They're mobilizing artists and influencers, Taylor Swift and the like, who have the ears of our children. Mobilizing faith leaders so that you're getting bombarded with it in church. Mobilizing educators so your kids are getting bombarded with it at school. Mobilizing communities uniquely impacted by gun violence so that everybody in that city or town that is run by Democrat policies feels like a victim and plays the victim card. All part of the plan. And it's on us to educate our friends and our family and our neighbors, our community about this stuff. Use this video to do it. You want more information on it? Subscribe to the channel. Like the video and turn the bell notification to all notifications. I'm going to give you two quotes real quick. One by Joe Biden, who doesn't even know he's the president. And, well, he's not the president. I think it's Barack Obama pulling the puppet strings. And one by this vice president who has not garnered one single vote, is going to try to be the next president to take your guns. And she's celebrating a year of taking your guns. Joe Biden said this: "I've spent countless hours meeting with families impacted by gun violence as they mourn their loved ones. They've all had the same simple message for their elected officials. Do something. Vice President Harris and I responded to their call. I signed the most significant gun safety legislation in nearly 30 years, and we announced dozens of executive actions to reduce gun violence. But we knew more was needed. That's why I established the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, overseen by the Vice President," that's Kamala Harris, "whose job was to take people's guns. In just 1 year, it has accelerated my administration's efforts to reduce gun violence and help save lives." What did Kamala Harris say? "President Biden and I have worked to address the epidemic of gun violence with the urgency it demands by enacting the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years, and launching the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. In the years since President Biden asked me to oversee this office, our administration has improved and expanded background checks, announced the single largest investment in youth and mental health in history, and been an unprecedented resource to states, cities, and local communities. We have also supported, convened, and worked alongside gun violence survivors, the families of those who have lost loved ones to shootings, and other impacted individuals to tackle the trauma caused by gun violence. I am committed to continuing this urgent work to ensure that every person in our nation has the freedom to live safe from gun violence." You do not have that freedom. You do not have the freedom to be safe. You do not have a right. There's no right enshrined in the Constitution to be safe, but you do have the right to make sure you stay safe. And that's the Second Amendment. But they don't want people to know that. That's that whole influence campaign. They're not telling people that you have these rights and the Constitution is a limit on government. They're not telling people that. Guns bad. But I just wanted to bring this to you because this information is vital. There's a lot of ammunition in here for you to start waking people up about the truth of what this administration has done and what Kamala Harris will do if she wins the office of the president. It's enough for me because reading this stuff really angers me. But check out CMMG, grab a Banshee, grab some tools, grab some 22 conversion kits. They're the best in the game. GNG10 will help you there. Appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. It is your right, one that is not given to you by the government, and they're trying desperately to take it. You have to ask yourself, why?